Smile and wave. One, two, three.
Southeast Asian leaders gather for their family photo at the start of the ASEAN summit in Phnom Penh. Warm smiles and handshakes as they're greeted by their host, Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen. But in his opening address, he noted that the war in Ukraine and rising inflation are a serious challenge for the region.
We are now at the most uncertain juncture. The lives of millions in our region depend on our wisdom and farsight, our right decisions and policies, and our realistic approach to address the strategic challenges we all face.
As the leaders got down to business, there was one notable absentee. While Myanmar's flag was still flying, its ruling generals were not invited. After a year of pressure, they refused to keep to ASEAN's five-point peace plan. Within ASEAN, some, like Thailand, are known to favour a policy of appeasement. Others would like to take a tougher line. As the afternoon's meetings broke up, it was clear that no consensus had been reached. Nonetheless, Indonesia's president left no doubt that more must be done.
Indonesia is deeply disappointed. The situation in Myanmar is worsening. No significant progress on the implementation of five-point consensus. And then no commitment of junta to implement five-point consensus. We must not allow situation in Myanmar to define ASEAN.
On the other side of the globe, US President Joe Biden was setting off on a journey that will bring him to Cambodia on Saturday. That'll shift the focus in Phnom Penh to the global economic issues that are having an impact across the region. It's no surprise that ASEAN's leaders have been unable to decide how to proceed with Myanmar, but it's also clear that some of those leaders are losing patience and that the Myanmar dilemma is creating deep divisions within the association. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Phnom Penh.